68. Unwritten History. The integration of history and archaeology has led to the study of people who have often been denied a voice in traditional history because of race, class, or gender. The historical archaeologist challenges traditional interpretations of the past and questions written sources of history. The historical archaeologist goes directly to the people for evidence of the people's history. The following two examples show historical archaeology at work. While digging a site for an office tower in Lower Manhattan, New York City, workers unearthed the bones of some 400 bodies buried in an 18th century cemetery for African slaves. The information held in this cemetery proved data about the health of enslaved Africans prior to the American Revolution. Half of the 400 skeletons belonged to children under the age of 12. Nearly half of those were infants. Of the children who survived infancy, half showed signs of illness and malnutrition. Evidence of cultural continuity from Africa to the New World was found in the heart-shaped design of tacks hammered into one coffin lid. The design is thought to be a ritual symbol of the Akan people of Ghana and Ivory Coast. The second example is found in the excavations of southern plantations by Charles H. Fairbanks in the 1960s. Fairbanks' research pieced together information from the enslaved people. By excavating slave cabins, he found that Africans ate a variety of wild local plants, hunted game with guns, trapped and ate raccoons and opossums, caught mullet and catfish in tidal streams, and cooked in their homes. And like the evidence of the New York coffin design, Fairbanks' evidence also showed that African culture and identity, expressed in people's pottery, food, and architecture, had been preserved in the New World.